A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Oh, what's good, my man?
Broadcasting live from Carbot Brewing Company as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. We're hanging out at Carbog. Come on down. Swing by. If you're out here, you can register for a chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. Also, got to tell you about some of the cool stuff going on here at Carbog. In case you didn't know, Carbog has an awesome brewery location. So there's a big beer garden. This beer garden is a pretty damn cool spot. Today, obviously, in the last couple of days, it's been hot as balls. So maybe you're not going to be out here in the near future. But come springtime, we were out here in March for March Madness. It was awesome. There's TVs out on the patio. There's also, in the backyard, a place called Pizza and Pints. So it's got draft beer and pizza, and you can smell the pizza from the oven. It smells so effing good. So lots of stuff going on. At the end of the month, on August 31st, Carbox doing a beer garden bash from 11 to 6. It's a Saturday. There'll be yard games, hot dog eating contests, local vendors, live mural painting, a petting zoo, and more right here in the Beer Garden.
Beer Garden. The Beer Garden. Bundesliga.
Family friendly, free to attend, pure summer fun. So mark your calendars. That's coming up. There's also going to be a Hopadillo Home Run Derby on August 9th. That sounds pretty interesting. And got to check this out, too. Because, listen, drinks, they're fun. There's a new drink. It's the lager. For those who don't know, Carbog Lager is a bottled version that's going to roll out next year. But Carbog Lager is the first namesake release. It's a true Texas lager with a crisp and refreshing finish and a medium to light body, perfect for riding up the Texas summer heat. So there you go, guys. It's got the balanced flavor with Saaz and Hallertau traditional hops. I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome. It's a cool-looking bottle, too. Anyway, baseball's trade deadline is this afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Time. I guess it's in the evening. Nothing new for the Astros outside of what they did earlier today. They traded for infielder Ramon Urias. They sent a minor leaguer, Twine Palmer, a pitcher, to Baltimore to bring him back. They also got cash considerations in exchange for him. He'll make $3.15 million this year. He's under club control next year as well. His splits, for what it's worth, somewhat better than Carlos Correa. Actually, from a hitting perspective, considering what Correa's making, you'd be surprised to know that despite playing in fewer games, Urias has more home runs than Correa, 8 to Correa's 7, more RBIs than Correa, and while he's hitting 248 with a 688 OPS, Correa's just hitting 267 with a 704 OPS. Correa's been a bit of a disappointment this season, and the Twins also a bit of a disappointment this year. Urias was a former Gold Glover. Meanwhile, some of the other names that we've heard the Astros attached to, Carlos Correa, those conversations all but dead. Dylan Cease, those conversations have cooled. I don't know how much stock I put into the idea that they are pursuing Sandy Alcantara or into Guardians outfielder Stephen Kwan, but those are some other names that have been floated out there. So you want to jump in, you know what to do. It's 713-780-3776 to call. To text YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I do not think that the Astros need to make a move by the trade deadline. I think getting that third baseman is probably enough for now. But maybe they feel otherwise. In the meantime, we just got to sit and we've got to wait. So now, guess what, guys? We're going to bring you something positive. A little energy into your life because a man on the Houston Astros, who I believe will be here when the trade deadline passes, he's got some words of wisdom for you. I am, of course, talking about Framber Valdez, who joined the hellscape known as X. Let's share some of his words of wisdom with some nice music in the background to get you happy. Here is what he said on X when he first got on. Hi, everybody. I share with you my X account. Please follow me, and you should, because he's going to help you be a lot more positive. Good morning. God bless you. Buen día. Que Dios les bendiga. I think that's the same thing on Spanish, unless he's all of a sudden just a cussy-cussy guy on Espanol. I don't really remember much of the Duolingo I took on Spanish. More from Framber Valdez, words of wisdom from his X account, which is a shining light on the hellscape that app has become. Every day is a new opportunity to improve and get closer to your dreams. Don't give up. Or on Espanol, cada día es una nueva oportunidad para mejorar y calzarte a tus sueños. No te rindas. Did I get that right? I think so. Wow. Multilingual. One last thought to share with you from Framber Valdez's X account. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. God bless you. Or en español, solo un pequeño pensamiento positivo por la mañana puede cambiar todo tu día. Que Dios los bendiga. Again, I hope none of those were cusses. But there you go, guys. Framber Valdez, follow him on X if you want to feel better about the world. It's pretty hard to do that. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Ryan Lost in Texas says, Paul, you should see how quickly you can chug 6 pints of Rodeo Clown. That seems irresponsible, Ryan, so I'm not going to do that kind of thing. You know, I just won't. I just will not. I can't do it. But the Rodeo Clowns are very good. It's usually like 2 or 3, then you're feeling it, which is, for a beer, for me, a little bit quicker than normal. And beer is something I can usually just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. I don't know if I could do the 9-beer, 9-hot-dog challenge, mainly because of the hot dogs, though. I do think that over... Could I do 9 beers? I don't know if I could do 9 beers in a baseball game. That's a lot of beer. It's a lot of liquid in the stomach. So I'm not sure if I could do the challenge. Do the hot dogs help? Do you eat the 9 hot dogs first and then the 9 beers? God, that would be just absolutely catastrophic burpage going out there. You're just going to be a bop, bop. It's not going to be great. It's definitely going to smell, you know? Oof. 9 hot dogs, 9 beers. Definitely not doing that with Rodeo Clowns, everybody. So, yeah, nothing's going on, guys, on the Astros trade deadline. I really thought there would be a little bit more. I essentially thought that today's show would be one of those ones where the Astros make a move, we talk about it a little bit every single segment, and then we drift off into other things. I honestly thought that Framber Valdez had more motivational quotes on his ex to this point, but right now, he only had 3. I thought there might be a little bit more. That's what happens when you just start your ex account. But I hope he doesn't stop. Powerful, positive messages are things that we absolutely need on X going forward. Other moves across baseball, the Tigers have gotten a couple of relievers. They got Nationals closer Kyle Finnegan. They also traded for Rafael Montero. I can't believe they traded for Montero. The Phillies got Yoan Duran, and they also got Harrison Bader. The Mariners got Eugenio Suarez back, and they also acquired a left-handed reliever. But for the Astros, it's only been one move to this point, and that move was acquiring Ramon Urias who is a pretty good fielder and a pretty forgettable hitter. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. A texter brings up a great point. There is a football game tonight. There is. The NFL Hall of Fame game. It's the Los Angeles Chargers and the Detroit Lions, 7 p.m. on NBC and Peacock. Now, the team names are cool. Is it possible that starters actually play? I'm skeptical about that. What would the Lions gain from risking players getting injured in a preseason game? Also, I'd ask, I think there was a rumor that you might see a little Justin Herbert in this game, but same logic. Like, what is the benefit in putting him out there? How much better can they get out there, you know? I think it's just going to be really difficult for them to, especially given the Chargers' brutal luck historically, leave him in there for a long period of time. Preseason's first game is one of those ones where you're happy football's back, you see helmets, you see cool uniforms for about, I would say, like 7 minutes of action. And then after 7 minutes of action, you're like, oh yeah, there's no stakes attached to this game. It's a bit of a mess. I don't know who's out there. And then, of course, you've got the problem that happens regularly in Canton, Ohio, where sometimes the field doesn't work. Like, sometimes it's just not ready to go. But, hey, football is technically back. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And Twitch at ESPN 975. Coming up next. It looks like even if the Texans' offensive line is not going to be great this coming season, it looks like things are once again going to be pretty damn easy in the AFC South. You'll hear why next. Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Carbot Brewing Company as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Nothing from the Astros on trade deadline day outside of Ramon Urias, who they traded a relief pitcher in the minor leagues to get. That's it. As far as anything else, there's some names that they're linked to, but I'm not putting a lot of stock into any of those links. Someone asked earlier in the show, and I forgot to answer this, so apologies on that front. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, after all. But this person asked the question about Derek Stingley. I guess one of the other shows here on ESPN Radio had, not local, I think national, had ranked the corners in the National Football League. And they put both Sauce Gardner and Patrick Surtain, Sauce Gardner with the Jets, Patrick Surtain with the Broncos. I think Patrick Surtain the second? I think it is, because I remember his dad played for the Dolphins back in the day. We're ranked ahead. I'll be perfectly honest. I haven't seen enough Surtain to really make a strong point that Stingley is better than Surtain. I do think, though, that Stingley over the last year and a half has been better than Sauce Gardner. I think he's been more impactful. And I think on top of that, the fact that he's quiet helps his, I guess, aura, if you will. So I think Stingley has been better than Gardner for a bit. I think a lot of people are still putting him ahead, Gardner over Stingley in the rankings. And I think it's entirely related to the fact that one plays in New York and is often discussed, though generally in clown car fashion, given what the Jets have always been. And with Stingley, he's a quiet guy from H-Town, you know. But I like Derek Stingley going into this season.
I really like this secondary. I think it's loaded. As far as the AFC South, how's that division looking? Some updates from training camp as we take a look around the South Side.
Time to take a ride around the South Side of the AFC with Paul Gallant.
Everybody. Doesn't matter, Brian. AFC South champs. Sorry to interrupt. So, the Colts quarterback competition, it is apparently a heated one. Anthony Richardson, Colts quarterback, who subbed himself out of a Texans-Colts game, thinks he's the day one starter. But Shane Steichen thinks the battle between the two quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson and former Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, is neck and neck. And once again, I'm seeing the same rhetoric from the same people who are claiming the Colts need to figure out what Anthony Richardson is. Guys, they have. I do not see Anthony Richardson dramatically changing his approach to the point where he can be counted on as a quarterback, even if he does it temporarily. Do you really buy into him being more mature for the entirety of a regular season? A guy who subbed himself out in the middle of a game against a division rival who had taken the Texans to the absolute wire at the end of the 2023 season. This guy is subbing out when he should be the difference between the Colts of 2023 and the Colts of 2024 in terms of maybe the Colts beating the Texans a couple of times. I thought that was a lame move. He has splash plays from time to time. Lots of players can do that. He's inconsistent, and I just do not subscribe to him, given what we've seen to this point through 2 years, ever being in Indianapolis the kind of guy that realizes that he's got a golden opportunity here and he's not taking it as seriously as he needs to. I think this is one of those guys where he's going to need to fall hard, and potentially in the next spot he does well, because he definitely has talent. He's exceptionally fast and he's got a bit of an arm. But I'm tired of seeing analysts online saying, well, you got to figure out what Anthony Richardson is. You know what Anthony Richardson is. The offseason puff stories should not change your mind. But for some people, it has. Another story from the AFC South. God, the Titans are such an abomination. So, Lorenzo Carter signed with the Tennessee Titans this offseason. And I guess right after training camp started, he just retired. That's it. Per Buck Rising, who works for Titans A to Z Sports and 104.5 The Zone, does a lot of football stuff. He says, it is objectively hilarious that in three separate seasons out of the nine I've covered the Titans, a player has signed here in free agency, taken about a month to look around and decided, you know what? I'm actually all set here. And retired. Woof. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. They're a bad organization, guys, and I think there's a chance they're once again the worst team in the league this year. We'll do more Southside tomorrow about Cam Ward, his performance as quarterback. Travis Hunter, meanwhile, we go to the Jaguars around the Southside, is a player who can play on offense and on defense. Best case scenario for Jacksonville. Pete Prisco of CBS Sports, who's a bit of a Jags honk, despite having all these hot takes that he has. He's always had an affinity for the Jaguars, and I feel like it's always been misplaced. He asked Travis Hunter to come up with a nickname for himself.
We got to come up with a nickname for you, okay? Because there's nobody does what you do. What will it be?
It's the unicorn.
It is the unicorn.
Yes, sir. It's the unicorn.
Market that and get it out there and get some posters and stuff and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to see what I can do.
I like it. I like the unicorn. I call you the machine, though, because you play all those plays.
So, It's not like he went up to a press conference and said, I'm the unicorn now. It's not like he showed up to the press conference with a horn that he got at Party City with like one of those little elastic bands underneath his head and said, like, I'm the unicorn now, bitch. Like, he didn't do that. So I think you have to be a little bit fair with how you describe this. And I do want to see Travis Hunter actually play both sides of the ball. We've never seen it. But the unicorn is a nickname. It's a lame one. You know what I think of when I think about unicorns? I think about Charlie the Unicorn. But I also think about an Irish folk song that's been stuck in my head for years and 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 years. I hate that it's stuck in my head, but every single St. Patrick's Day, when I was going to school up in Massachusetts at a Catholic school, there was an array of Irish folk songs that I heard, and this is one of them. And it's a song about a unicorn. And you know what unicorns should be remembered for? For being lazy a-holes who ended up getting themselves killed by procrastinating. Maybe Paul needs to take a lesson from this unicorn. Here is a song by the Irish Rovers.
Then the ark started moving, and it drifted with the tide. And the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. Oh, and that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. But you'll see green alligators and long-neck geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
So this is a children's song, essentially about Noah's Ark and about all the animals that were on the Ark. And it's funny, like, the end of the song is essentially that, like, there were some unicorns, too. And the unicorns could have gotten on the boat, but they were too late. And basically, did you hear him just, like, that Irish song just happily singing about these unicorns seeing the boat leave as they were swept away by the waters and probably died an agonizing death via drowning? I'm a unicorn! I'm drowning! I didn't make the boat in time! Like, that's legitimately how that song ends. So it's a lesson. You don't want to be a unicorn. Everyone gets called a unicorn. You know, was it Kristaps Porzingis and a bunch of other basketball players were called that? No, you don't want to be a unicorn. Unicorns are lazy slobs. I mean, every single time I've seen them in fiction, they've been dead, like in Harry Potter. Or they've shown up late to the Ark and they drowned. They just drowned like an idiot. Their horn's sticking out of the water. Like a just stupid-ass horse with a horn on your head. Anyway, Travis Hunter, I think you want a better nickname than that. Long story short. Interesting. A couple of different interpretations of what unicorn is on the text line. From the 747, Key from L.A. says, call guys unicorns if you work cleanup and you know how to grocery shop. Interesting. Interesting. Women call guys unicorns if you work, clean up the house, and you know how to grocery shop. Okay. I don't know. So, I think guys would call that something else. They call that what they call me. For the 281, unicorn is also the woman that wants to join you and your wife in the sack. Kinky much, texter? What else do we have here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston? From the 281, Paul, how would you rank the professional stadiums in Houston? I feel like they are becoming outdated. Are you one of the owners of sports teams in Houston? Are you one of the owners? Is this Cal McNair or Hannah McNair? This 100% feels like some sort of plant. I think all the stadiums are fine. I don't feel like paying any extra taxpayer money. I think the problem with the Dynamo Stadium is it's outside. I think it's a pretty nice stadium, but it's outside and it's hot most of Dynamo season. The big problem with Toyota Center is it just feels old. So I'd say probably Toyota Center of the three major ones is the worst. And then between that, it's Daikin Park and NRG Stadium. I hate driving to the NRG Stadium area. I think it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's kind of an ugly area. And I've been there so many times, that might have jaded me a little bit. So Daikin Park is probably my favorite. I wish the air conditioning was better, but I do think it's actually a very pretty ballpark. And, of course, you've got my $3,000 El Tiempo margaritas, which are great. Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. We're hanging out at Carbach. Come out. You have a chance, thanks to our ESPN Houston Summer Circuit, to register and win a pair of bicycles from the Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. You can join us Thursday, which is today, until 6 p.m. Yeah, baseball's trade deadline's at 5. Killer Bees will tell you if anything else happens Astros-wise. We're keeping you posted. See if it seems like nothing's going to happen involving the Houston Astros by the end of today's show. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Carbach Brewing Company as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. Only one move for the Astros at the trade deadline to this point. They traded a minor league reliever to Baltimore for third baseman Ramon Urias. He's a pretty good fielder. Meh, hitter. Not bad, though. Average, I think, 248, 249, 8 homers. No PS, just shy of 700. So there you go as far as who the Astros brought in. Pete Martinez comments on YouTube, trading for that Orioles third baseman is not going to be enough. Well, I don't think anything that they could realistically have done at the trade deadline would be enough, because I just don't think that they have that much to give to potentially get someone, and they also don't have that much financial space to add someone without another team spending a lot of money, which would likely make whatever the Astros give up to go get a player a little bit more expensive. So there's certainly been some rumors, Dylan Cease, Carlos Correa, Sandy Alcantara, et cetera, but I do not think you should be waiting with bated breath for the Astros to make a move at the trade deadline. At this moment in time, you should think about this. You should think about, are the Astros going to be able to get back some of their injured players? Per Dana Brown, Jeremy Pena, this was yesterday, Jeremy Pena could be back this weekend. Jeremy Pena hit a home run in a rehab assignment for the Sugarland Space Cowboys last night. Christian Javier pitched. He didn't look great, but he did pitch. Didn't do so bad. And didn't do great either. This is, you know, I don't know how to judge a rehab start for a pitcher. Spencer Arrighetti, meanwhile, is on the hill for the Astros tonight. So that's something you could watch. Or excuse me, not the Astros, for the Sugarland Space Cowboys tonight. So that's something you theoretically could watch. But I think you're just going to have to continue waiting until 5 p.m. Central Time, and I don't imagine the Astros are going to do anything. The Mariners have at it. They added Eugenio Suarez, who's got 35-plus homers to this point, adding him to the Cal Raleigh side of things. I mean, they got two of the most dangerous power hitters in the league, and they also added a reliever as they try to outgun the Texas Rangers for that final wild card spot. All right, it is 2:36 on a Wednesday. Excuse me, on a Thursday. It is time for How Far is Too Far?
Paul Gallant asks a simple question. How far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? You got to ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
How far is too far? Is it too far to use your husband getting fired to promote your podcast? Because that's exactly what John Singleton's wife, Lindsay Singleton, did. Lindsey Singleton posted, "Let me break the news. John Singleton was just DFA'd." Okay. I suppose you want to control the message or something like that, or maybe you don't want some other reporter putting it out there. But she then reposted it with this caption, "1 million views on this tweet is insane. We have always loved Houston and the great fans." You count the views you got on an X post? It's kind of lame, dude. Then, in parentheses afterwards, "Imagine seeing this tweet and then finding out I have a podcast where I'm a lot more unfiltered than this. Laughing while crying emoji." So are you in your middle-aged white man era? That's my lane. That's my lane, Lindsay, first of all. Second, your husband got fired and you're like, "Wow, lots of people saw this post where I broke my husband getting fired. Hey, I got a podcast. Check it out. First guest, hubby. It's weird. I'm sure she's nice. I think that was a weird post. So I think that was too far. Using your husband to promote your podcast? Yeah. More. How far is too far? Is it too far to get fired by ESPN a couple of days before your brother is supposed to get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Because that's what Shannon Sharp thinks. Here's what he had to say on the nightcap.
To get started, obviously, I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN.
Got fired.
I found out this information a little earlier in the week.
Just say fired.
Really, the only thing that I really ask is, like, guys, could we wait until Monday?
No, because they fired you.
My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him, and I want it to be about my family. I know this would, I said, this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, no bleep, because you did weird kinky role play with an OnlyFans girl who's like 30 years younger than you. And again, not judging necessarily, but I mean, she made some pretty serious allegations against you and you settled. What do you think was going to happen? What do you think was going to happen? So now, listen, Shannon's going to do fine with his side project. He clearly has a pretty massive audience for that nightcap show, and I imagine it's going to be stepping into the void, probably Chad Johnson. If you like those Speak for Your Pizza shows, I'll be honest, pass. But it's very weird. Shannon's like, "I wish they would have, you know, fired me after my brother got inducted into the Hall of Fame, because this is going to take away some of the headlines." Like, no, it actually isn't. I don't think people really care that much. Like, people are going to be talking about this when Sterling gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. And by the way, long overdue for Sterling. Sterling was really awesome. Then I think it was a debilitating neck injury. And then all of a sudden, I just remember growing up, I remember Sterling Sharp as an NFL analyst. When did he get hurt? Because he played for the Packers, right? 94. Oh, right before they won the Super Bowl, too. That sucks. 88 to 94, three-time first-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, led the league in receptions three times, led the league in receiving yards once, led the league in receiving touchdowns twice. Good God. 595 catches for 8,134 yards and 65 touchdowns in, what, 7 years? Jeez, that's incredible. What a family. That's a lot of talent. I get that maybe there will be some buzz about Shannon Sharp getting fired, but, like, I don't know, man. Shannon's kind of making it about himself here. And indirectly, by saying, "I wish they'd fired me before, after the Hall of Fame." Well, you bring this up, you know, you're kind of Streisand affecting yourself here. More. How far is too far? This just bummed me out. Some little bleep, some little Gen Z or one of those interview on the street people stumbled across one of the most famous quarterbacks in the history of Texas outside of a bar, which is on brand for him. Here is how that went down. I'll tell you who the person was in just a moment.
Who am I here with today?
Johnny Manziel.
Up, hey, don't know who you are. What do you do for a living?
I was a football player at one point in time.
What are you doing nowadays?
I'm just a guy now.
Just a guy.
Yeah, just a guy.
Oh.
I was just guessing the numbers and figures.
It's brutal. This kid came up to him and he's like, "Hey, I'm Johnny Manziel." "I don't know who that is." "Oh. I used to be a football player. I'm just a guy now." I feel bad for him. I mean, it's Manziel's fault that he's in this spot, but damn. That was tough to hear. Pour one out for Johnny Manziel. It was a fun couple of years at Texas A&M, that's for sure. Man. Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, and on Twitch at ESPN 975. That is How Far Is Too Far. On the off chance the Astros do something in the next 17 minutes, we will be first on the scene. If not, you want to stay tuned to the Killer Bees after this. We're hanging out at Carbach. Come out, have a couple of drinks. Stephen Kwan, Dylan C, Sandy Alejandra, Carlos Correa. Could it happen? Or is it just going to be Ramon Urias? That and garbage time on the other side. Stay put.
You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Carbot Brewing Company as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Get this, guys. Buckle up. Something just happened. The Astros have done something. I'm not screwing around this time, okay? They've done something. They posted this to X. "Welcome to Houston, Ramon Urias." That's what they did. So it's official. Congratulations. The Ramon Urias trade is ready to go. So that's fun. I guess some other moves are happening. That's cool. That's neat. The Padres got a catcher. Is it time to trade for Maldi? Listen, at this point, I just want Maldi. You know, if I'm not going to get Correa, I'm not going to get Verlander, I'm not going to get Dylan Alvarado and what's the other guy? Fella McFellapants or Caesar. What's his name? Alejandra? I don't know. I'm just throwing all the names together. None of these people are real unless they're Houston Astros. All I'm trying to say is, hey, sports, it's a game, you know? It's a competitive game. You're trying to be competitive. And with competition that's being competitive out there, you know what you need? You need to make moves, and maybe you don't. People are not happy with me doing what I did. What? I'm just telling you what the Astros did. Which is, sorry I slowly built it up. I mean, look guys, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen 5 p.m. Just get it through your heads. Rocky is upset. He thinks I'm a bobo for the Astros. Paul's trying to normalize the bleep Astros front office, making excuses. Trade Bryce Matthews. Trade Jacob Melton. Trade Christian Walker. Who's going to take that contract? Trade these names I've never heard of. Listen, the Astros do not have that many assets to ship right now. They just don't. So I'm not worked up about Dana Brown not making a move. I think next offseason and the season after that, we're going to see really how creative Dana Brown is, but they are hamstrung a little bit by their roster. The hope now has to be Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz continue to do what they've been doing of late, that Jeremy Peña returns, that Yordan Alvarez returns and plays better than he played earlier this year, and that some of the starting pitchers come back so that you're not forced to put out Ryan Gusto and Colton Gordon and
and Brandon Walter and all these other guys that are out there. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
All right, garbage time. Hey, remember the Island Boys? Those two kids that... those rascals on social media. The Island Boys are a musical group. Just imagine, like, if the Jersey Shore had a child with someone with dreadlocks and then got tattoos all over their body and face. And then you'll get the Island Boys. They have grills. They became popular on TikTok, twin brothers based out of Coral Springs. They went viral with their song, I'm an Island Boy. Their names are Alex and Frank Venegas. They have 7.5 million combined followers. And, yeah, man, they're a vibe. That's for sure. One of them just had a child. The infant child cannot control how he looks like, but his eyes do seem to be rather disproportionately far apart from one another. And I guess a lot of people are calling the child E.T. online. So, he's not feeling that, this island boy.
E.T., E.T., E.T. Listen, if I get one more comment about him looking like E.T., I don't think you understand. I am going to completely get off of this app. Completely get off this app. Stop saying that about him. He's a precious bundle of joy. He is beautiful. Hold on, dude. Up here, don't look. If you call him that one more time, if I see one more comment about that, I promise you, with everything on the line, with all everything I have going on, right, you will never see my face again on this app.
Well, I mean, he is a twin brother, so that's kind of a stretch, right? Unless the twin brother's in jail. I think he is. Look, the child does look a little like E.T. Just a little bit. E.T. phone home. It's unfortunate for the child, but not as unfortunate as having that... character as a father. What else is going on in garbage time? Threatening to leave the internet. Did you know that Kenny Dillingham, head coach at Arizona State, has a big plan for the Sun Devils? And that plan involves the greatest tailgate spot in the United States.
We want to move it over by the football field. We want to use that indoor facility for tailgating in the future. So we have an indoor tailgating location for fans to come and make it an awesome tailgate experience, like the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open. We want to create the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open, or as close as we can to it, in our indoor facility by our stadium here. And we just got to fundraise enough money to do it, so it's good for us.
So on one hand, that sounds awesome, right? The 16th hole at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. And, I mean, Phoenix knows how to party, that's for sure. Ever been to Scottsdale? Flex. But at the same time, you're on a college campus and you're going to create a 16th hole kind of situation? Some kid is going to die. Like, lock. Someone is going to get the alcohol poisoning. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be pretty. Ay, caramba. But hey, if you're an adult and you can responsibly handle your booze, maybe it'll be a fun time. So that's neato. Speaking of, this is not Arizona State. This sounds like Arizona State. A 23-year-old who passed away from cancer after refusing chemo had 5 coffee enemas a day. Huh. Well, that's a shame this girl passed away. 5 coffee enemas a day? Is that the key to caffeine? Is that the next step for me when it comes to getting my energy on. Good googly moogly. Anyway, guys, on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. Big thanks to Brian McDonald out here on site. And great times had by all here at Carbach Brewery. Killer Bees have you covered for the next 3 hours as we get closer and closer to baseball's trade deadline, a little over 2 hours away. Hope you had fun on today's show. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify if you haven't already. For our callers, texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, and Appers, and Sean Mapes and Brian McDonald, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. Ask Gallant anything Friday. Tomorrow, the Killer Bees are next. Peace!